You're my sweet Caroline, my sweet Caroline. Ooh, baby, I'm dead. Hey, Chris Brown listeners, know what the fuck's going on? Oh, wait, hold up. Yeah, Chris Brown listeners know about that song. Oh, mother, sweet Caroline. Feel like you shine me with 38 or 45. Traffic heavy as fuck. And my arms bleeding, baby. You got my legs so paralyzed. I bet somebody be like, God damn, bro, you fucking up Chris Brown song. Hey, I know, man. Hey, shit, that's how that song go. Ooh, baby, I'm dead. Nah, just bullshit. Yeah, man, what's good, niggas and niggets? Nah, man, but in all seriousness, though, hey, man, hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody had a safe and wonderful Turkey Day. I ain't gonna call it a holiday, you know, I don't really celebrate holidays like that. Shit, hey, look, if y'all still eating leftovers, you got a problem for real, because your ass gonna blow up, respectfully. But I hope everybody's doing good, man. I'm stuck in traffic right now, some bullshit. I'm 3 miles from the fucking house. It's gonna take me like 20 minutes to get there. Ain't that a bitch? 20 minutes for 3 miles? Texas traffic. Something told me not to. Fuck it, it don't matter. But yeah, man, hope everybody's doing good. Like I said before, fuck your screenshotting, folks. But I'm doing good, man. Just a little tired. Been hitting the gym hard this week, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Been doing the Stairmaster. I'm currently at 7 sessions. Well, 7 Stairmaster sessions. But I think a total, like, I did like 9 sessions at the gym. Yeah, I'm at 9 sessions in total at the gym, because I do like weight training a little bit too. Not a little bit, but I do weight training too. But yeah, man, I'll be at eight Stairmaster sessions, because I'm gonna go home, take a nap, and I'm gonna go back out, then get back on the road for a little minute. But yeah, man, because my goal this week was to do between 10 to 12 Stairmaster sessions, so that's why I'm going. Like, I could really not go today, or I went earlier, but I could really not go in the evening, go twice tomorrow and then once Friday. But I'm like, nah, the motor better, like, you know what I'm saying? Plus the results I'm seeing, I'm like, man, like, my body fat is decreasing, but like my muscle mass is increasing too, you know what I'm saying? That's why I started weight training this shit. But other than that, I'm doing good, man. Just preparing for a special day next Monday. Yours truly is gonna be entering his late 20s, man. Yeah, I'll be 26 Monday, man. That's the premise of this podcast episode. I'm gonna be talking about, you know, what my 20s has taught me so far and things of that nature. But first and foremost, man, I just want to give praises and blessings, or praises to the Most High, for allowing me to approach another year of life, another year of experience, another year of learning, taking the good with the bad, things of that nature. So I'm just going to talk about, you know, my experiences in my 20s so far, what I learned so far, and what I think about my 20s overall and things of that nature. So, and believe it or not, this will actually be my first birthday in my 20s that I've actually celebrated. I know somebody may be like, damn, like, that's crazy. Like, you didn't celebrate, you know, your previous birthdays in your 20s. No, I didn't. Because, and I'll be honest, man. So when I was 20, let me see. Hold on. Yeah, like when I was like 20, 21, that was around the time period when I left Louisiana, where I'm from. For those that don't know, you know I say that a lot, but you know, your boy getting new listeners and shit. My platforms are slowly but surely growing. I appreciate it. But yeah, so you know, for the, you know, OG listeners or people that know I'm from Louisiana, you can just bypass this part. But I ain't gonna say y'all gotta bypass this part. But yeah, but like I was saying, man, like 2018, that's when I, March of 2018, that's when I left home, because I was 20 at that time period. And the reason I left home was because my ex was pregnant with our daughter. And, you know, I didn't want to be 6.5-7 hours away from them. You know, I just left home, you know what I'm saying? So really, that time period really shaped me into who I am today, as well as my upbringing. You know, like I always credit my dad and my grandmother, God rest her soul, for how they brought me up and my uncles and people like that. Because, you know, without them, I would have easily been like a lot of cats I grew up with. I wouldn't be talking to y'all right now if it wasn't for them. That's real talk. But like I said, man, like those experiences, I'm just keep it to, you know, the experiences I've had in my 20s. You know, like I said, that time period, it was a very interesting time period, to say the least, because like I said, I left home and the shit that was going on, I really wasn't on speaking terms with. And partially that's on me, because I really wasn't on speaking to, like, I wasn't beefing with my dad or nothing like that, but my mom and I, we were like, we really wasn't on speaking terms like that. And you know, and I didn't tell, and I'll be honest with y'all, man, like I didn't tell them that my ex was pregnant. Like my pops kind of suspected it. I'm sorry, my dad suspected. This traffic is at a fucking standstill. But my dad expected it, because he made a joke. You know, he was like, and he said my ex's name. I ain't gonna say her name. I don't give people clout. Fuck that. But yeah, so my dad, he was like, is she pregnant? And then I was lying like a motherfucker. I said, no, sir, she not. Lying like a motherfucker. He was smiling and shit. Some told him. I said, man, I should have told him then. But yeah, man, like I said, I left home. I only told a few people I was leaving. Then everybody eventually found out. They was asking me where I was, and I said, I'm on the train station. Not a train station. I'm at the Greyhound bus station. And so, what you doing at the Greyhound bus station? I said, I'm going up San Antonio. You know, because that's where my ex was living at the time. And I was like, hey, I'm, and honestly, I mean, no disrespect to them, but at the time, I didn't really care about what they had to say. I was just more so focused on being there for my daughter, you know what I'm saying? And even in the back of my mind, between me and y'all, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of had a feeling the relationship was gonna go sour to begin with. And the relationship I'm talking about is with her mother. I kind of had a feeling like it. I was like, all right, I mean, it's a possibility that shit can go left. But as long as I'm there with my child, live there for her, that's really all that matters to me. But yeah, man, so like I said, like a lot of that, like that time period really shaped me and who I am today and my mindset. Like that was the beginning, that was the beginning of me, you know, not accepting compliments, because I was getting drugged through the fucking mud. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, damn, like I'm not the type to dwell on shit, and I don't dwell on shit. Sometimes I do reflect and like, damn, like I came a long way. I have so much further to go. Just like Pac said in Crazy. You know what I'm saying? I came a long way, but still I have so far to go. But I was like, damn, like I was really having a lot of shit talked about me. And one of the only few people who wasn't talking about shit, ironically enough, was my father. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say it was everybody else, but shit, a lot of motherfuckers was talking shit about you, boy. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I ain't gonna necessarily repeat what was being said, but if you could put two and two together, me leaving home at 20, you know what I'm saying, going to a city I've never, well, I've been there before, but, you know, going to a city I don't have any family in. Like, my nearest family member at the time was like 3.5-4 hours away. So, I mean, I didn't really, honestly, bro, I was in an I didn't care attitude. You know, I was like, I just want to be there for my daughter. But yeah, man, like I was saying, if somebody called me, I'm going to throw this phone out the window. No, I ain't. But yeah, man, like I said, I was just focused on being there for my daughter. So I left and all that shit happened. I was depressed. That was really why I needed therapy, because all that shit was new to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of it was just so new to me. I let y'all out. I ain't gonna leave y'all stuck there for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, man, like, yeah, it was just like the beginning. Like, that was the beginning of my depression. And I was depressed. And somebody may ask, like, why was I depressed? Because all this shit was new to me, man. Like, I was joking about it a minute ago. But, man, when I said I was getting drugged through the fucking mud, and I'm like, damn. Like, how the fuck you, like, y'all gonna drag me through the mud? And like I said, am I saying this? It was all my family members? No. No, it wasn't all of them. I'm not gonna be that guy. You know what I'm saying? But what I am saying is that's the reason, even still to this day, like, the only people I really accept compliments from is my dad and my daughter, is them too. Because I was like, when I was in my lowest mentally, you know, my dad was one of those people, like, he didn't talk shit about me. Like, you don't have to agree with everything I do. I mean, I think as a parent, in me speaking from both a parent and a son's perspective, me speaking from a parent and kind of the child, for lack of a better term, perspective, we're not going to agree with everything our children do, and we're not going to agree with everything our parents do, but it's a way of going about it. You know what I'm saying? Just felt like the way, at the time, you know, it was done wrong. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I mean, I played my part. I could have been more vocal. I could have communicated better about the things that were going on. But like I said, and I'll be honest, the reason I didn't say anything, because I didn't want anybody to deter me from making a decision, because that's a very big decision to make at 20. I had just turned 20, like 3 months prior. Yeah, like a little over 3-4 months prior. So that's a big decision to make at such a young age. I mean, moving to a new city is a big decision no matter how old you are. I'm like, shit, I just entered my 20s and here I am. My girlfriend at the time, she was pregnant with my first child. With our first child. So I'm like, that's a big decision. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm man enough, you know, as the old folks say, you know, I made that bed, I had to lie in it, true enough, not making excuses, not running away from that responsibility. But that was why I left, and that's why I didn't say anything. But ever since from that time period to now, I say the main thing I've learned is just don't rush things and to be resilient, and anything can change. Anything can change. Anybody can change. Every tomorrow, well, of course, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. But the main thing I say I've learned, man, being in my 20s so far is to always look to improve. You know what I mean? And that's why, like now, especially, like I have like I'm never really satisfied attitude. Not like I'm starting to learn to celebrate myself more. Hence, that's why I'm actually celebrating my 26th birthday. Like, I didn't celebrate my 20th birthday, my 21st, my 22nd, my 23rd, my 24th. I didn't even celebrate my birthday last year, to be honest with you. Although, well, let me see. What the fuck did I do last year for my birthday? Nah, I didn't celebrate my birthday last year either. The only thing I did last year, I had some cookie cake. I ain't gonna lie, your boy like cookie cake. Like is an understatement. All right, damn it, fuck it. I love cookie cake. But yeah, man, so like I was saying, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to learn to appreciate myself more. I'm starting to learn to, you know, hold myself to a high standard, but don't, like, beat myself up about some shit. Like, if I fuck up, I fuck up. You know what I mean? I'm still young. Nobody's perfect. Regardless if you're young, old, whatever, you're going to make mistakes. But I've learned, man, to not dwell on the mistakes as much and just keep it pushing. And I look at it like, man, if I don't have to, like, if my peace of mind is still intact, that like as long as I still have my peace of mind, I'm able to walk away from a situation, I'm able to, you know, whether that be with a female or not, you know what I'm saying? Not saying I was referring to a female, but, you know, as I'm getting older, man, like I'm still young, but I'm valuing peace more, you know, and I think having a peace of mind is very, I don't want to say underrated, but it's overlooked, you know, like people like, you know, I've said this before and I'm gonna keep saying it. Everybody talks about getting the bag, the bag that, you know, this shit. And don't get me wrong, you do need money, of course, but at the same, especially in today's economy and time, you do need money in today's time and economy, but, you know, you have to, like, if your mind and your spirit isn't right, I mean, the bag can only do so much, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm a big opponent, that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, especially black men, us going to therapy. I'm actually going back into therapy myself, because when I left home, I went for a few sessions, then my ex wanted to go with me, and I'm like, this shit ain't about you. Shit, I was mad as hell. I was like, God damn. I said, I can't do shit. I'm like, in my mind, I see you probably thinking, I'm out here fucking some other female. That's really the man. None of the bad reason you want to go and meet some goddamn therapy. I'm trying to get this shit. I'm trying to talk to somebody, man. I need to talk to somebody. Shit. Like, when I tell y'all, like how I felt back then, I kept that shit in. I kept that shit in, man. And I'm not saying it's the most healthy thing to do. But, I mean, hey, man, like, even still to this day, man, like, if I have a problem or an issue, like, generally speaking, like, I won't talk about it. I'll pick a select few people to talk about a certain issue with, or depending on, you know, the severity of it. And I'll be honest, if it's serious, like, that serious, I'm not going to talk about it. Because I look at it like, man, is somebody going to be like, well, you know, your therapist, when you go back to therapy, will say, like, you know, you can't just keep everything bottled up. And that's true. But at the same time, generally speaking, I know who to and who not to trust. But generally speaking, I don't trust people. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how people are from experience. You know what I'm saying? I told somebody something, soon as they get mad or they feel some type of way, they use that shit against me in a fucking argument. Like, bro, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, I really don't. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the main reasons why I don't talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying everybody has done that to me. I'm not going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? As soon as one person do something to you, or everybody in the world do it to you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we all know dramatic people like that. Hell, one person do something to them, all of a sudden, oh, man, everybody like that. Like, no, not necessarily. It's just that person or people that you were associated with just did some fucked up shit to you. Don't mean everybody like that. We all capable of it, but that don't mean we all like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's a nice car right there. But my fault. That's a Jaguar. Ooh, yeah, come back, Skip. Nah, I'm just playing. But fucking traffic, man. This shit. Hey, y'all, I'm still in traffic. Like, I ain't moved a mile this whole podcast. I ain't lying to you. How long have I been talking? 17 minutes almost. I'm telling y'all, bro, I ain't moved a mile, bro. This whole time I've been recording, bro. Damn. This shit can suck dick. But, yeah, man. So, like I was saying, so I, like, now, you know, like, I, you know, like, you know, in my 20s, like, since I'm, like, halfway through my 20s or going to the other side of my 20s, entering my 30s, well, I'll be 30 in a few years, but, and that's a blessing within itself to say. You know, I'm like, man, I know so many people, both family and friends or people I grew up with and close to me, who didn't even make it past 21. You know, but I've been blessed and fortunate to not only make it past or enter in my 20s, like I've seen 18, 21, 25, and now I'll be 26 in a few days. So I'm like, man, like, that's really a blessing, man. Like, it really is. I don't know what I'm doing, but hey, the Most High, I must be highly favored, you know. Not bigging myself up or anything. Why is traffic so heavy? Did somebody wreck? I hope not. Damn, school zone. Fucking kids. But, okay, I'm sorry. I was supposed to be talking like that and say what I said. I apologize. I mean, I meant what I said, but, man, I'm about, man. That's why I don't like being out this time of day. That's why I'm usually asleep around this time of day. See, stuff like this is exactly why I don't like being out this time of day, bro. And it's a Wednesday. Traffic wasn't this bad yesterday. Just can't drive. But no, man, like I was saying, like, yeah, I must be, you know, the Most High must have something in store for me. You know, if somebody may ask, like, do I know, you know, why I was put on earth and my purpose on earth? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And one of my purposes, because I have, I have a few, but one of my main purposes is to inspire others. And, like, to elaborate on what I mean is that, you know, just on the fitness aspect or the working out aspect of things, like almost every day, man, I kid you not, like, somebody tells me, like, oh, man, they saw me in the gym and that made them want to go harder, or they see me going to the gym 6 days a week, going two times a day, doing three sessions some days, 2 to 3 sessions each day, depending on the day. And they're like, man, like, that's very inspirational. And not only that, but the things I say, like, resonate with people, especially, like, younger black men, because I'm a young black man myself. But at the same time, like, the things I say are resonating with, like, I say, according to the anchor numbers Between the ages, black men between the ages of like 18 to 22, I think that's like my target. That's like my core listening base right there. I really can't say 18 to 30, but you know, 18 to 22, you know, they split it up. It's like 18 to 22, then 23, 27, like 28 to 30, or however they do it on Anchor. But yeah, man, like I was saying, though, like the things I say resonates with younger black men more, because, you know, like I said, me being a young black man myself, so-called black man, you know, like I know how it is to be 18 and, you know, 20 and 21, and, you know, you're trying to figure a lot of shit out. And depending on your upbringing and your situation, you're really trying to figure shit out on your own. And I know it ain't easy. Hell, regardless if you have two parents, you come from a two-parent household, you come from a single-parent household, the shit is not easy. Nowadays, especially, shit is not easy, man. And, you know, it's really not easy when you have to teach yourself how to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I had to teach myself how to be a man, but, you know, I mean, some things you just have to learn on your own. You know, like we're in a social media era and age. You know what I'm saying? So that's really tough within itself. Especially if you're a person like myself or similar to myself. I don't really care for attention like that. Like, honestly, like, I'm good. Like, if people don't text or call or check up on me, like, I'm perfectly fine. And somebody may ask, well, why do you say that? I say that because, like I say, man, like I'm naturally a reserved person to begin with. Like I said, I just like to stay to myself. But if people talk to me, or like, I can hold a conversation with anybody, you know, like and I think that's a common misconception, or one of the biggest misconceptions about someone who's more reserved. Like, people think those people are socially awkward or whatever the case may be. And that's not the case. Well, at least not in my case, it's not. Like I said, I can hold a conversation with anybody, everybody I talk to, whether that be a man or woman. I have good posture. I always maintain strong eye contact. You know, I shake a man's hand, firm grip, right hand, using my right hand and things of that nature. I mean, that's just how I was taught. And all that's natural to me. I don't even have to think about that stuff. It's just automatic. But like I say, I mean, I'm more of a naturally reserved excuse me, I'm more of a naturally reserved person. So quite naturally, I'm going to want to stay to myself more. You know, I mean, yeah, I have people I love and care about and I see and talk to them, but if people choose not to talk to me for it, shit, cool. It, I ain't gonna trip. I'm just be knocked the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I'll be sleeping good. Like, as soon as I get back to the house, be knocked the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie to you. Boy, y'all gonna be laughing at me. Y'all gonna be like, damn, this dude really be snoring and shit. But, you know, like I said, I think that's a common misconception about people who are naturally reserved. Like, somebody hears somebody's an introvert and they're like, oh, you're socially awkward. Like, how do you know this person can't light up a room, or this person can control the room as soon as they walk in it? You know what I'm saying? Just certain intangibles that introverted people like myself have. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, man, like, nowadays as a young black man, when you're I don't want to say trying, but when you're on this path of, you can call it a path of righteousness, or when you're trying to do the right thing, or whatever the case may be, there's going to be some shit you got to teach yourself, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's definitely not easy. It's definitely tougher the more you try, or the more you accomplish, and the more you stay to yourself, or whatever. Not stay to yourself, but the more you do and the more right you try to do, it's definitely tougher. And that's something I learned in my 20s as well. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, whoever may be listening to this can probably, more than likely, more times than not, can relate to what I'm about to say. Like the more good you try to do, it seems like the more bullshit comes your way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, bro, like, I don't bother anybody. I don't smoke or drink. I'm just speaking from a general, generality standpoint right now. Like, I don't smoke or drink. I don't go out to clubs and parties. I'm not out here having babies with 5, 6, 7, 8 different women. But it's like, I'm doing the quote unquote right thing, or what I was taught and shown as the right thing, but yet I get so much bullshit in return. And you know, it's stuff like that. And I've said this before, and like I continue to say, man, like, it's like, black men are fed the most lies, or to quote Brother Q Speaks Facts, black men, we're fed the most hypergamy. And that's very true. Like, black men, we get lied to on a daily, and that's why, you know, so many of us are depressed, so many of us are traumatized. We all have trauma. We all have some form of trauma we're dealing with. Doesn't make you any less of a man to admit to having a problem, but what makes you a real man is addressing the problem. Okay, I had this problem, and how am I going to solve this problem or make this problem lessen? You know what I'm saying? Or make this less of a problem. Like, how am I going to do that? You know what I mean? So like I said, man, us black men, and I'm just keeping the black man, because I mean, that's really who I only speak to begin with. All other races of men, this shit don't apply to you, respectfully. But yeah, man, they can get the fuck out of my face. But yeah, man, I'm only serious. But yeah, man, like I was saying though, you know, like young, like black men, like we have so much trauma because we get fed so much bullshit and we buy into it. And when you constantly listen to it and you constantly on your phone and social media, and you hear the shit from your mommy, your grandmommy, your quote unquote peers or whatever. Shit, I mean, the shit will drive you crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you let it drive you crazy, it will. But like I say, man, and one thing, and like I said, man, like one thing, like I can really say, all this is really tied to the things I've learned so far in my 20s. But one of the main things I have learned is that you don't have to be the best you to get the most rewards. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean necessarily saying with women, but, you know, like I said, like you don't have to be the best you to get the best out of somebody else. You know, like I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should all be praying to a higher power or believing in a higher power. If you believe in the Bible, that's your prerogative. If you don't, it's your prerogative as well. Me personally, I believe in the Bible. I believe in the Most High and in His Son. But at the same time, like I said, man, it's just like a, like, you know, like the lies young black men are told on a daily really kind of, not kind of, but it does frustrate me, because I see a lot of good young black men out here doing the right thing with their heads on straight. Like I said, they're not out here being, you know, they're not out here being detriments to the quote unquote community. Like, they're out here doing the right thing, but they get fed the most bullshit, and I don't like them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't. You know, like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard young black men say shit like they feel hopeless and helpless and, you know, like stuff like that. And I sympathize and empathize with those brothers, because, you know, I've had those feelings myself. And at times, I'm not going to lie, I kind of still have those feelings, just not as much. It's like, I'm not going to say rare, but like I said, depending on the situation, I may feel like that and I'll be like, damn. Then I go to the gym. I ain't gonna lie, like, real talk, like, that's one of the main reasons I go to the gym so much, because it helps me mentally compartmentalize a lot of bullshit in life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, we all have our escape, or our escape from reality, so to say. And this brings me to my next point that I've learned in my 20s. It's okay to have an escape, as long as you don't rely on, wait, hold on, I don't want to say this. It's okay to have a safe getaway from reality, but you still have to deal with reality as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's why one of the main reasons I don't drink or smoke or do drugs or anything like that, because I don't want my mind state altered in any way. You know, it's too much shit going on, and it's too much shit for me to be aware of and cognizant of for me to be under the influence or intoxicated, man, leave this bitch, or something along those lines. You know what I mean? And not only that, like I said, gym is healthy. I mean, I go a lot. And one thing I don't like, I'm not going to say names, but one thing I don't like is that, not that I pay attention to it, but, you know, like I told y'all, I've said it on countless of episodes. So I go to the gym 6 days a week, right? More than likely five, depending on. But like last week, you know, since I was with my daughter and my mother, I went to the gym 5 days last week. The only day I didn't go to the gym was on Turkey Day. But every other day last week, I went to the gym. But one thing I don't like is, like, when people, like, try to knock you for bettering yourself. And, like, people like that, that's, and it's shit like that is why I say, generally speaking, like, I tend to, for lack of a better term, I tend to, like, separate myself from people a lot, because I don't like that. Like, I've heard, like, people tell me, like, oh, you in the gym too much, or you always in the gym. Yeah, because the gym is how you build yourself up. You build your body up. You can build your mind up. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a damn what I have going on in life. Honestly, I'm going to go to the gym. Like, for real. That's just my mindset. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't like when people try to knock me going to the gym. Somebody like, well, the people knock you going to the gym? Yeah, they do. Do I listen? Hell no. That made me want to go to the gym more. I'm saying, shit, I'm really going to piss you off. Now I'm going to the gym 4 times a week now. Well, 4 days a week now. I mean, four times a day. You know, I do, like, I ain't going to lie, man. Like, I'm a little petty. Kind of a little jokester. But like I say, man, like, I play the role of a fool, but I'm far from it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, like, I don't really... pay attention. Like, I hear it, but I don't, like, let it get to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, well, I'm better than myself, fuck you, disrespectfully and respectfully, I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Because I could easily be out here on some other shit, but me doing cardio for 2-3 hours a day, 6 days a week, ain't hurting nobody or anything, and that's helping me and the people around me, because especially when you have people depending on you, like, you know, like I say, man, like, everybody talks about the grind, and just like my point a little while ago about, you know, everybody focusing on the bag. But, you know, when you have people depending on you, especially, like, those people deserve the best version of you, whatever that entails, whatever that looks like, those people deserve the best version of you. And since I'm a father, and since I'm a parent, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, my daughter deserves the best me. Like, I don't need to be out here on some dumb shit, because that's not fair to her. And it's really not fair to myself either, to be honest with you. But it's really not fair to her. So, you know, another thing I've learned, man, my 20s has also taught me is just to, you know, like, no matter the situation, you know, I'll always get through it. You know, I believe in taking time away, or falling back, as they say. You know, like I said, if something fucked up happens, or, you know, life happens to us all, I mean, I don't care how confident, I don't care how masculine you may be, or whatever the case may be, life happens to us all, man. I mean, the more you live, the more you're going to experience life, and the more you're going to have trials and tribulations. Boy, that woman there got a big juicy ass, boy, ain't never, damn, oh, my bad, I wasn't gonna say that. She picking up somebody up from daycare. Hey, whatever dude shot her club up, boy, hey, you just like me for real. Boy, good god damn, that was a big, nice, round, fat, plump. God damn. Her ass looked like 200 buns, like if you take them out the package and put them in a bowl of ice cream. Oh, my bad, I don't want to post that. But yeah, man, disregard, fuck y'all. But yeah, man, like I was saying, and she was white too. I think she was white. I don't give a fuck. I don't wear tight jeans like the white boys, but I do get wasted like the white boys. Y'all remember that song, bro? I heard that song so long. But no, man. So like I was saying, man, like, yeah, life happens to us all, man. We're all going to experience life. We're all going to, quote unquote, go through it. But it's just about how you get through it. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, nothing's wrong with having a problem. You just have to first address the problem and accept that problem or problems, or, you know, the severity of them. Maybe they're minor. Maybe you want to change your physique, or maybe you want to lose a little weight, or maybe they're more serious. Maybe you have, you know, childhood trauma that you're not dealing with properly, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But to sum it up, because I'm about to give me a little more coffee. But my 20s have taught me just to always, you know, believe in myself. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, my brother told me this years ago, not the one that passed away, the one that's still living. He told me, like, man, like, you can get through anything, bro. And he told me the realest shit. And he probably don't think I remember this. I was like 8, like, we was like 18, 19, because we all the same age. They just older. Well, they just born earlier in 97. I was born late 97. But he was like, man, you can get through any situation, but that don't mean put yourself in those situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you can get through a situation, that don't mean put yourself in that situation or situations. You know what I'm saying? And ever since he told me that, bro, like, it was two things he told me. He told me that. And when he told me, like, I'd be an inspiration to people, like, both younger and older than me. Like, man, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna thank him for that shit for real. Because, man, it's a lot of shit he told me, a lot of real shit that he told me. He probably don't think I remember, because people think I'm a dumbass. Not saying he do, But like I say, man, I play the role of a fool and let my mama tell it I'm doing a good goddamn job of it. She can stop bullying me. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. My 20s just taught me to have faith in myself. Don't get caught up in the okey-doke. Don't get caught up in bullshit. Accept shit for what it is, not for what you want it to be. Somebody text me. But yeah, man, not for what you want it to be. And yeah, man, that's pretty much it. I appreciate the love and support. I'm about to get me some more coffee. And as usual, y'all will get off my... Oh, well, hold on. Y'all get off my goddamn phone. I used to say get off my damn phone, but get off my goddamn phone. G-O-T. No blasphemy around here. Okay? Fuck y'all. Be blessed.